of people that are going to enjoy having an impact on people's lives. How to be a real estate agent and not live in fear and nervousness and job and to actually be a trusted advisor. How to be somebody that people can count on over and over again.
Got four of my great coaching clients who have really jumped in 100% to tactical empathy, and I'm curious, Regina, what drew you in to this methodology?
It just made a lot of sense to me. It made a lot of sense to me. I've been fighting my clients for so long. It feels like, just beating my head against the wall. And all of a sudden, I get to just embrace my true nature, which is being one, straightforward, telling the truth, but learning how to do that in a way that really takes care of the client. And so I don't have to dance around things anymore. I don't have to figure out what they want to hear. I need to figure out what they need. I almost always know that anyway, and then deliver that in a really honest, kind way. This has put me, instead of thinking about what I need to say to get the deal done, this puts me in a frame of thought to say, what do I need? What kind of service, including emotional, right? Informational, social, whatever those things are, what kind of service do I need to be providing to this particular client? Like, what do they need as a human being? Dude, that is powerful. What does my client need as a human being so that we can move forward in this really important thing that's happening? And it's so refreshing to just tell the truth and know that that's like a superpower when you can do it in a way that the client receives as, even if it's bad news, as super beneficial. I had a client yesterday. I said, I'm afraid to tell you the number because we're putting his property back on the market at a reduced price. And he said, give me the straight talk, Regina. That's what I want to hear. And I told him what I thought we needed to do, which is very disappointing to him, I know. And he said, list it, send me the contract. And it was easy. I didn't have to convince him with data. I didn't have to put any of that out there. I just had to acknowledge that he wasn't going to like it, but this was reality. So it's just incredible.
So if you had to describe what is the biggest difference between Regina Vanicola pre-tactical empathy and Regina Vanicola now, what do you think is the biggest difference for you and your business?
Well, internally, I have a lot more peace. So let me say that once again. Internally, I have a lot more peace. My job is incredibly easier, never easy, but so much easier than it used to be. And I am much more relaxed and confident. And externally, my clients have. The relationship with my clients has changed exponentially. I don't have arguments with my clients. I don't have to convince my clients of anything. We are on the same page. And it doesn't vary. My clients trust me to be their advocate at all times, and not just in the real estate transaction, with everything that comes around with it, right? All of the other stuff that comes up for them. And so they see me in a different light, right? I went from being the typical realtor who was convincing, right, to a much different, they see me in a very different and much elevated light as a result.